Hello there. Welcome to episode 163 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. My words are my own. And it's probably going to be a fairly quick episode this time around because all our minds right now in current events here on October 11th are probably with the folks in Florida and the Southeast Coast and the Southeast states with those with the hurricane recovery. However, when we go that route, and we're just launching straight in, I apologize, but when we go that route, we also have to consider and watch for misinformation. And the cult is spreading misinformation like there's no tomorrow right now. So watch out for that. Just watch out for that. Confirm, verify, research. Don't trust blindly. Because there's a lot of misinformation going on out there. When even President Biden goes and says hell and then heck on live TV or on recorded TV and they leave it, even he's frustrated. And nice enough, since he is not the candidate, he can be a little stronger and louder about things than he might have otherwise been as the candidate as well. But that's what's, you know, hitting us nationally. But personally, Sun is still attacking his mental health, working on it. But we have a proud moment this week because he looked to my new gaming laptop that I'd been saving for years, and he said, with my job that I got over the summer and have been piecemeal going here and there whenever they schedule them during the school year, he's going to save up and get himself a gaming computer as good as his dad's. A gaming setup computer as good as his dad's. And he did it. It arrived on Wednesday, and he's been downloading and installing and setting up since then. And I couldn't be prouder. We'll probably really be able to dive in. We lightly went into World of Warcraft earlier in the week with his old setup. And then last night we went into a few time walking dungeons because it's Wrath of the Lich King time walking and played there. And it's night and day for him. Night and day. He's loving his new setup. I think next up he was going to download and install Fortnite overnight. So that's probably installed at this point. Overwatch, I know, is a priority for him to install as well. And I think Stardew Valley, but Stardew Valley is not a game that stresses any computer out much. So a potato could run Stardew Valley. But I am just proud of his accomplishment. He has mostly set it up himself. I've had to log into a couple of accounts of mine, like Dropbox. But he has mostly done it himself as well. The setup. So the apple has not fallen far from the tree, since I can be a tech guy too and have enjoyed partaking and using technology for quite a long time at this point. So World of Warcraft, that's probably on the agenda this weekend, taking full advantage of the time walking, leveling bonuses. We now have 4 level capped characters. Well, he has 3, I have 1. Let's be honest. I play like I have a full-time job and kids, because I do. A single parent gamer doesn't have a lot of time to actually game. They just don't. But we try. And we go forth and we get it done. But something that crosses paths this time around is that Warcraft is going to be meeting politics. I guess it already happened at this point since recording, but a Warcraft Twitch streamer was hosted on the Harris Walls Twitch stream promoting the Harris Walls rally that was going on in Arizona that evening. It happened this week. So just a neat convergence of all of my interests right there, that a World of Warcraft streamer is out there helping promote Harris Walls, getting into the political field. Because one of those things that's interesting culturally about gamers is they're either super passionate about politics or they stay the crap out of it hard. Obviously, I'm more in line with going ahead and getting involved, but there are plenty that go, well, I don't want politics in my games. Guys, there's politics in everything. You just have to look at it. Now, granted, the games I'm playing, like Civilization, well, that's all about politics and world domination and religion and exploration and city management. But even other games like Mass Effect or Final Fantasy, or I'm running out of genres and game names, but unless you're a sports game or, well, a farming sim, maybe. I mean, Stardew Valley has hints of politics. It has hints of politics in it when you think about it, because it depends on how you define politics. Should we still be defining politics with taglines of rainbow rights? No, but it's there. There's a swath of individuals who say that LGBTQIA+ individuals shouldn't have the same rights. Project 2025 very much stresses that they shouldn't have the same rights. So those politics appear in games, if you want to call them politics. To me, that's just living. Leave people alone. But to others, it's politics. And in Stardew Valley, you can have a gay relationship. The characters that are available to date or marry are not, none of them are heterosexual. None of them. You can have a heterosexual appearing relationship in Stardew Valley if your character is a male avatar and you marry a female NPC. That's possible. But none of the, if you're playing a multiplayer game, the NPCs do not give a crap about the gender identifier of your character. They just don't. Of course, dating in that game is as simple as, oh, you brought me an apple, so thank you. That's my favorite thing. My hearts are going to go up for you. And, oh, look, you brought me an artifact, so thank you. That's also a favorite thing. Oh, you've now given me two gifts this week, so you can't give me anything else. Or I can't take anything else. So dating's super straightforward and simple in that game. That's certainly not how the real world works, but it's there. The potentiality of somebody calling it politics is there. And then you have, for example, the Penny and Pam, who live in a trailer, and you as a player can pay to have their trailer upgraded to a house. Is that politics? Is that helping out your neighbor? Is that, what is that? Or is that just game progression? Star Trek is full of politics. Star Wars is full of politics. Politics is everywhere. Representation, nuanced imagery and metaphor, it happens. So for some gamers to go, oh, well, keep politics out of my games, they clearly are purposefully putting on blinders and ignoring the fact that Helldivers 2 with democracy hoo-ah, I didn't pronounce that, hoorah, you know, they don't get it. And that's fine. If you want to just crash onto an alien planet and shoot a bunch of bugs, maybe you're not thinking about the political undertones. I am. And humanity's kind of the bad guys in Helldivers. It just is. Are we the bad guys? Yeah, we're the bad guys. But it's an entertaining game. It's a fun game. And I have no qualms with playing it. But the overarching politics of it is, yeah, this is redneck, right-leaning, democracy, hoo-wah, that, there's some concerning undertones here that, okay, we'll ignore that and move on so we can just blow up another robot base, because that's what's fun to do with friends. Or go flying across the map because a bug just backhanded you and sent your broken body sailing. But there's political undertones pretty much everywhere. If you take off the blinders. If you're not a member of the cult. They're there. But speaking of the cult, speaking of how are we doing, they love to talk about, oh, well, in these last 4 years, things have been getting worse and gotten worse and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. Well, how about we take 5 steps back and look at the forest instead of the trees? I know I received my quarterly retirement report. I'm nowhere near retirement age-wise, but I received it anyway. And on that, from when it started, when I started my new job, to now, a year later, it has only grown. Now, of course, some of that is due to paycheck, scrape off that percentage and throw it in there. But the interest and investments, I don't micromanage this. So those have grown. The interests and investment piece has also grown. So it's not just what I have been putting in, but in the last year, the stock market and whatever bonds my particular retirement plan is investing in has paid out. This is not the 2008 stockmarket.com burst where the stock market tanked, the Great Recession, and we saw all of these losses across the board for retirement funds. Well, guess who was president then? Bush. Obama got elected in 08. Obama went into office in 08. But Bush was the one steering the boat in 08 when that crash happened. So if you want to blame, which you shouldn't, but if you want to blame various administrations for the cyclical nature of the economy, that was Bush. Your 401k is not as high as it could have been, assuming you're my age, because of Bush. Not because of Obama. Not because of a Biden. Not because of Trump. Now, if you're micromanaging, if you're watching all the trends, maybe it's higher. Maybe it's lower. But those of us that weren't micromanaging it, we saw it crash. We saw it go down. So when somebody asks, when somebody points out, I am better off or I am worse off now than I was 4 years ago, what metric are they actually using? Question them. What? Well, the cost of cheese is $3 more. Okay, that's a real thing. But did you know that the consumer price index, year over year, has always been going up? And that globally we had inflation? So you can't blame a single president, a single administration, for the fact that globally we went through inflation. That's not how that works, guys. You just can't. Similarly, if you're wanting to say that things were better under Trump, the prices were still going up. They just went up faster because of global inflation. And the consumer price index, as I looked this up just the other day, went up, I think it was 20 points when the inflation globally hit. And otherwise, under Trump, there was another pretty large bump in inflation, like a 10-point bump. The only time we ever saw in the last 20 years, so this century, inflation go down was during Obama. The transition between Bush and Obama. And then it was a minuscule drop. So again, Obama didn't massively help the economy on inflation at that point. It was cyclical. It happened. But if you're going to go, and that's what these cultists need to realize, if you're going to go and say things were better under Trump, where are we going with that great again tagline? What era? I've still never understood that. Are we going pre-Reagan? I mean, Eisenhower Republicans, they were taxing the crap out of the rich. I wouldn't mind going to that. That's how we got the interstate system, because we were taxing the rich. The interstate system did not grow from us planting asphalt seeds in the ground and then watering them to sprout. We paid a crap ton of people to do that and get the materials and build that. But that's just me being a rational individual trying to reach out to the world and encourage people to have some talking points. We're less than a month away from the election. I've already voted. I know Keela's already voted. Be sure you go vote, folks. It's important, especially this time around. Lots of things are at stake. My kid's safety is at stake. And I need your help protecting them. We have a lot of things we need to work on that we need to fix. And we need to work on it together. And I hope you'll join me in doing that. And I said this was going to be a shorter one. I've gone about 20 minutes. So thank you for stopping by. I appreciate it. Hi, Keela. I assume you're the only one out there listening anyway. Episode 163 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. If you want to reach out, podcast@flameflash.net. Thanks for stopping by.